Well, Mr. Sheeny, good to talk to you another month. I know you wanted to, you've been highlighting some of these students that have been doing some outstanding work with GAVC, and I understand you've got another outstanding, deserving student of the month.
Yeah, so for December, our student of the month was Nick Makwala. He's a junior at Galesburg High School. He's enrolled in our health occupations class. So he was nominated by Mrs. Lori Larson, who's our instructor. He completed the class at semester. So he, along with the rest of those that tested last month, are certified CNAs now, which is awesome. But Nick has plans to be a surgeon after he gets out of school. So really cool. You know, it's always cool for me to see these kids step into these roles and then have aspirations of continuing on in that and excelling in that. So
yeah.
Just a great kid, great individual, great young man. He really enjoyed our program. Mrs. Larson really enjoyed having him in the program. And so he will now be, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before, he'll now be up for, along with the rest of our students of the month, we do a student of the year at the end of the year. So once we get to that point, we'll go back through and those will be our nominees for student of the year. And then we'll announce our student of the year. So congratulations to Nick on earning student of the month.
I know you said Nick wanted to be a surgeon, and that's very cool, but there's a lot of need for CNAs in the area, isn't there?
There are. Yeah. And it's really cool for us. We had 22, I believe it was 22 students test for their license. All 22 received 80% or above. So we have 22 new individuals qualified to be CNAs. And you know, we talk about employability a lot. We talk about high wage, and these kids can go right into a role as a CNA. They're employable CNAs right now as juniors and seniors in high school, and can make some pretty good money doing it. So
yeah.
Good on them. Good on their instructor for all the time put in, and for those kids, all the time they put into their theory portion, but also into their clinical portion. So very proud of them.
Yeah. So what's going on with GAVC? Otherwise, you know, it's winter. Is that throw any curveballs into things, or?
But we're trucking along. We came back. We started back with students on the 10th of January. So they were back in the building. It was great to see. You know, as an educator, you're always excited to see kids back in your building.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our classes run all year, so those kids were back. But we did kick off some semester length classes that started this month. So our drones operation and maintenance class started. Really excited about that. The direction there is for kids to, the instruction will be guided towards kids getting their FAA unmanned pilot's license, which will be really cool. Engineering design has begun. That's a drafting class. Electricity, which is dual credit through Sandberg, that's begun. And then pharmacology and medical terminology, intro to teaching. We have a new wave of health oc students in. We have our early childhood 2 class. So we're, again, in addition to those classes that we run all year, we're welcoming a new group of kids into some of these classes. I want to highlight that intro to teaching class. We're maxed out at that. I believe last year it was under 10. This year we're at 27 in that class. So
wow. Anything that you can attribute that to, or just one of those things?
I think it's, I just, again, with some of our, you hear me talk all the time about getting stuff out in front of students and showing them everything they have to offer and the directions they can go, the routes they can go with that. So I think that was a big part of it. And I think people know they're interested in that career, and they know there's a shortage in that field. And so this is a good time. You know, as a part of this class, they get observation hours in the classroom. So, you know, if you're a sophomore, junior, senior in high school, and you think this is the route you want to go, you have the opportunity to get into a classroom and see what that's like, and either confirm that or say, this isn't what I thought it was. So just a great way, another great opportunity for our kids.
And kind of almost the nature of GAVC, most all these programs are jobs that are kind of in shortage in the area, mostly anyway, right?
Yep, absolutely. So especially, and it's funny too, a lot of times, I don't think when people think CTE, they don't think the education route necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
They think more trades, right? So It's pretty cool to have this in our program, but you're right. We're looking at where the jobs are. How do we best prepare our kids for that? What skills do they need? And you know, how can we make them more employable and workforce ready by the time they get out of our building? Some pretty cool things going on. I will say one of the cool things we got to do, we had an institute day right before kids came back. And I had the opportunity to take some of my staff down to the Capital Area Career Center in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
We took a tour of the building, got to see their programs, and then our staff got to network and just kind of talk shop with their staff. So it was really cool for me as the director, just to see our staff being able to interact with people who teach similar courses and just throw ideas off of each other. And I've been to a couple centers throughout the course of the year just to see how different people do things and try and bring things back with me. So I thought it was really cool to see how some of our staff get that opportunity also.
Yeah. And I know we've talked a little bit before about Skills USA, but that's something that's coming up. It's pretty exciting for the students. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have kicked off. We had a kickoff meeting last week for our students. So we've got a new coordinator. Corbin Washer is our skills coordinator. So he held a meeting last week, and so we're rocking and rolling with that. We've got local competitions that'll be at the end of next month. We're registering kids for those and just working with kids and seeing where their interest is at. And so we'll do the regional competitions, and then from there, students will move on to state competition, which takes place in Peoria at the end of April. And then hopefully we see some success there and kids advance to the national competition in Atlanta, which takes place in June.
I suppose that's a little different for each program, but the hands-on nature of a lot of the programs, I would think it's hard to take it home and practice your welding or whatever. Is that, how do you kind of do that?
Well, and that's where our coordinator and some of our cluster leaders come into play. You know, they're very good about kids spending time either, you know, there's a curriculum that some of our classes kind of integrate, but also much like a lot of extracurriculars, you know, some of this takes place during hours outside of school time. And so there's a dedication factor and a commitment factor that goes into play here where to your point, they can practice these things because you're right. If, you know, you take really any of the programs we offer, you know, kids don't have a lift for automotive at their house. They don't have a CNC machine at their house or a plasma cutter. So, you know, it's kind of that hybrid between those couple things that allow our students to be able to, for lack of a better word, to practice that, to hone their skill and then be able to compete once we get to that level.
Mm.
So really, it's just, like I said, it's a cool opportunity. It's skills, you know, it's a collaborative of students and teachers that work together to ensure that America's got a skilled workforce. And it's an awesome opportunity for our students. Again, I want to thank the city of Galesburg and the community foundation for the grant, for the money to run this program. So very, very thankful for that and looking forward to seeing what our kids can do with it this year.
Again, anything else we should know about what's going on at JVC before we talk again soon?
Yeah. So we will be out, you know, we've started, the second semester, which means we're looking towards next school year in terms of registration and stuff like that. So, we will be out, at schools. I think we start next week. We do our recruiting visits and our GAVC roadshow, as we call it.
Mm.
I get out and meet with sophomores and juniors at our area schools and start the registration process for courses for next year. So we'll be doing that over the course of the next couple weeks. We will also, we're working on a college and career fair with the GAVC in conjunction with the counseling department at GHS. We're working on that, getting people in for a career fair. So that'll take place at the end of March. We're really excited about that. Again, kind of a combination of college, career, and military. So we'll have a wide variety in there. Next month is big for us. It's CTE month. So
yeah,
really cool for us. You know, as you know, we've talked, I'm planning to bring just various groups of people in next month, each week next month, just to chat about CTE, what it means and what it means to our community and our students. So
yeah,
really, really pumped about that. And yeah, there's a lot going on, but that's good. We're just getting out there and showing what we've got in hopes of doing what's best for kids. So again, if you're interested in programs, if you've got projects you think any of our programs might be interested in or anything to that measure, feel free to give us a call and let us know and we can go from there. But again, I appreciate a couple minutes to just hop on and talk all things GAVC. So as always, thank you very much.
Yeah. Glad to hear from you.
Absolutely.